The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1612. Today is the 21st of December 2022, and I'm your host, Eugene. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic. Cult movies. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Movie marketers and writers are just as quick to toss the phrase cult classic in reference to their beloved, small budget, unusual, poorly appreciated, often convoluted films. We are talking movies that either developed a cult following, or were just forgotten about after years. That is, the thing that is universal to cult films is the fact that they build a huge fan base in the masses, and carry great replayability. What also adds to the uniqueness of these films is the extent to which dedicated fans do not just make it out of their way to see them at theaters and via DVDs only, they endlessly champion their choices online. Fans of cult classics such as The Big Lebowski are, by themselves, more than your average fan. They are typically deeply dedicated to said art, either by creating a subculture around the film, or, in some cases, such as The Big Lebowski, even creating a religion. Hollywood films, due to their nature, are most apt to garner such an attention, leading to a saturating effect on cult culture. There is much debate about exactly what makes a cult movie, but one thing that most people agree on is that a movie should have, at a minimum, a dedicated, passionate fanbase. It has been said that while cult films do have scripts, they are not really driven by purpose, but this does not diminish their grassroots appeal. That is, any feature that cultivates a following of cult fans should bring a cast to life for audiences to get behind. Among all of the film genres and subgenres popular with film enthusiasts around the world, one category which has been heard about a lot lately is that of the cult classic movie. This feature will highlight those left-of-center hits with more of an alternative appeal, touching on cult classic movies that are the most noteworthy, be it because of the quality of the films themselves, the longevity of their fanbases, or the notorious passions of their respective cults. In it, you will find a few old-school oddities, a handful of upcoming films that are set to become cult classics, and some mainstream films with cult written all over them. In particular, after the hashtag MeToo movement, some critics argued Jennifer's Body was ahead of its time as a feminist movie, and is now frequently mentioned with better cult classics. Donnie Darko has since been praised for its philosophical themes and its ability to break genre boundaries, and is beloved by many cult movie fans around the world. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has since become considered to be director John Carpenter's masterpiece and to be among the best horror films of all time. A masterpiece of form and content, the Rocky Horror Picture Show is now considered to be among the best independent films ever made. Gaining greater recognition among mainstream audiences following the runaway success of Quentin Tarantino's second sequel 2 years later, this bold, iconic cult hit was still popular at the time with hardcore film heads and film festival attendees. One of the few films from the 1960s that combined elements of neo-noir and sci-fi, Cult is an absolute cult classic and is still considered to be one of the most influential films in the genre. These underground festivals led to midnight movies, which attracted cult audiences. Releases by major studios such as The Big Lebowski, distributed by Universal Studios, can become cult films when they do poorly at the box office, and they build up cult followings via re-releases, as midnight movies, festivals, and home videos. As audiences continue to rediscover films from the 1980s, 1990s, and early 2000s, poorly performing box office failures are given a second chance to shine and are reviewed, and only the best cult films receive the well-deserved follow-ups by devoted fans. The end of the VHS era, and, to a lesser degree, of the DVD era, has made it more difficult for films to traverse their way into cult status. Algorithms are a foe of the cult movie, which is why Netflix and its streaming peers have rarely produced any cult classics. The best cult films involve films that were way ahead of their time, did not connect with mass audiences, but found a devoted niche, or significantly affected film history, despite mediocre ticket sales. Yes, there are plenty of primetime shows on Netflix, but our best Netflix cult movies list shows movies below the fold. These are the best Netflix cult movies. For Netflix, cult movies may mean an eccentric arthouse film, a stoner comedy, a campy horror
film, a classic kung fu flick, or 2012's Tom Hanks, Halle Berry film, Cloud Atlas. Cult movies can be anything from comedies to horror films and dramas. In terms of quality, they may occasionally overlap with lower-budget B-movies, but they do not always. While there is no official definition for a cult movie, more often than not, you just know one when you see one. Voters are asked to only consider films that have not been a box office hit, been not universally, initially critically acclaimed, and gained traction only after leaving the theater, either through word of mouth, midnight screenings, or success on home video. Like many of the comedian's first films, Up in Smoke was less concerned with creating an unifying movie than with grasping the core of what made Cheech and Chong famous in the first place. Akira, watch it now on Netflix, one of the best anime movies of all time. Akira is an astounding movie, luxuriating in cyberpunk as much as the economic and social problems of Japan during its production.
Episode 1612 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Eugene Daniels. Adios.